This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's talk about Linkin Park again, okay?
Yep.
Because I find this quite interesting. Did he find the audio that you were looking for? Of her singing that part?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
We want to play that because we didn't get to play it
So Chester was the lead singer of Linkin Park. You know what the saddest part about this is? They have a video of him the day before he took his own life. And he was sitting at a table. I think it was his birthday or somebody's birthday party. Happy as can be. That's what's so tragic about these stories is because he was happy, they were cracking up, and everything was great, and then the next day it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did that happen?
7 years ago.
I wasn't aware of it. I don't follow Linkin Park, so it
you
didn't
don't
really...
strike me as a Linkin Park
fan.
No,
I'm not. I'm not, Jimmy. Us grumpy, overfed guys, we're just not Linkin Park. We're more Dolly Parton, okay? Look, it's just not my cup of tea.
Well,
okay,
they're very loud and it's very brass and it's very aggressive music.
If I went to one of their shows, I'd probably take earplugs.
See,
yeah.
Whereas I know every word to every song.
Oh, and it just takes me back to high school.
Yeah,
Linkin Park.
I said the earplug thing is a joke because I've seen people show up at concerts. Who wears earplugs at a concert? Why'd you buy a ticket?
Well, they put them on little kids.
I've seen adults with them before.
Oh, really? I have too, yeah.
They have earplugs that you can still hear, but it protects your ears.
Oh, well, I have that for shooting guns.
Uh-huh. They have that for concerts.
So we went to Blink 182 when they were just here, and people were wearing earbuds the entire time.
You see,
I guess I would if I was in front of the, stack of speakers.
The speakers is playing right
now. I feel like Linkin Park is taking a risk, big time. Because like you said, when we talked about this, before, that, most groups out there, you got a male singer, you get a male to replace it, and you try to replicate what you sounded like with the original singer. Linkin Park has gone a different direction with this, by getting a female, right?
Yep.
Wow.
And she's a Scientologist.
That's a gamble.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's wild to me that their PR team would be like, yeah, let's try this person.
Well, and that she's getting so much backlash because she helped out that Danny Matheson.
Masterson. Yeah,
why can't I say Masterson?
It couldn't be any worse.
I know, and he was a convicted, sex crime. And so he's gone away. He was on that 70s show, and she took up for him. But the only thing I would say is Scientologists don't drink and they don't do drugs. And I think in that band, it's a good thing.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
that's a hard lifestyle.
I'm surprised Scientology kind of, signs off on this.
I'm sure they're proud of it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Get some publicity.
Public
in that
eye.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
I mean, they like Tom Cruise.
All right. Now, is the cut here with her on it, Schmidl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's cut three?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. So let's listen to this. This is, what's her name? Amy?
I believe it is
Emily.
Amy.
Is it Amy?
Emily.
Emily, the new lead singer of Linkin Park.
Put my trust in you. Push this forward. Only one thing you should know.
for me not to sing with her.
Now, let's put it to Texnado. Texnado at 51059. Do you think she fills the bill the way it should be? Or maybe it's a mistake and it doesn't really...
I will say on Twitter, people don't like her.
Yeah.
When I first heard it, I was skeptical. I wanted to jump on that train too because, I mean, it's not Chester. Yeah. But no one's going to be Chester.
Right.
So I feel like it's actually a great move to go female because with another male, you're not going to be able to replicate that sound. I don't care who you get.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's got her own sound. She doesn't sound like him, and she's not supposed to sound like him, but she fills that void.
I feel like other bands have done a better job filling the void, though.
But he is a scream. He was a scream singer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you can pretty much put anybody in there.
She's got. To me, it's got a karaoke sound to it.
Okay. Well, anyway,
it does. It does just to me. Yeah. But no, I thought I'd just ask Texnado at 51059. Do you, if you're a Linkin Park fan, and there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them. And by the way, they're going on tour. They're only going to do two shows in the U.S. And then they may add some later on if everything goes well, I guess. But they're going to do New York and they're going to do L.A. So
why don't you find the Try So Hard in the system? The OG one. Yeah. And so you can compare it if you'd like. I mean, there's just nobody like him. He's just amazing.
Yeah, you can't replicate that.
Yeah, and some of the replies here aren't so good.
I know, that's what I was saying on Twitter. But you know, whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't care either
way. It's Friday. I like the song. I can sing to it. It's got a great beat. I can dance to it.
Yeah. I want to go angry drive right now.
I'm just telling you, that is the only bad thing. And I know I brought it up earlier. That's the only bad thing about these songs is just it takes you back to where you were at that time. And that was not a good time for me.
Yeah. Trauma.
Yeah. So like, and it takes you back to high school.
Oh,
yeah. So I don't know if you're having a good time.
I was having a good time during the Linkin Park days, yeah, for sure. I was doing some things I probably shouldn't have been doing.
So I think he has it ready if you want to play the OG song.
I don't know if I have it.
It's in the stack.
Yeah.
It's not in my stack. No.
It's called Try So Hard.
It's in Try So Hard?
Oh, in the end. Yeah. Sorry.
I could start it. You want me to start it?
Only one I have is the one you have, number three.
Are you trying to play the hook or the whole song?
The whole song.
Yeah, I thought we were trying to play the whole song.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't realize
that.
Okay, there
you go.
All right,
everybody sing along. It's Friday.
There you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.